We're joined, as we always are, to look at the news headlines by Dan, the man who won't be silenced. How are you there, Dan?
Good, thank you, John. Good morning. Business aid and welfare groups have welcomed the federal government's decision to abandon its promise of a budget surplus. Customs officials are alleged to be allowing guns and illegal drugs through New South Wales's largest container wharf. The WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, has marked his six-month hold-up in London's Ecuadorian embassy with a speech from its balcony. Another person injured in this week's attack on polio vaccination workers in Pakistan has died. Police in Melbourne are investigating another racially motivated attack, and a leading health economist murdered in Tasmania has been described as a passionate and fearless campaigner for equity in the health system. Professor Gavin Mooney and his partner were found dead in their home southeast of Hobart yesterday. Turning to sport, and the Adelaide Strikers have scored a comfortable win over the Sydney Thunder in last night's 2020 cricket match at Homebush, and wicketkeeper Matthew Wade has backed Cricket Australia's decision to withdraw its test players from this summer's domestic 2020 competition. John.
Thank you very much, Dan. Just briefly, Dan, before you go, any crowd numbers on last night's Big Bash? There appeared to be, in the pictures I've seen, about eight people there. Would that be right?
A few more than eight. The looks can be deceiving at Homebush with the big stadium, the Olympic Stadium out there.
All right.
I'll get an update for you in sport a little bit later.
I'd be very surprised if there were more than 28.